Today, in honor of Pet Peeve Week, Shelley Fraser-Mickle tells us about a peeve that stuck with her since childhood.
When I was 5 years old, my pet peeve was not having enough chewing gum. I rarely had money of my own to buy it when I wanted it, which was all the time. So I would ask for a piece from anyone. A clerk in a department store while my mother was off trying on clothes. A policeman on the corner while we were crossing the street. Even the ticket teller at the movies while she was handing over our tickets. And for a good part of the time, I'd get a piece or two, sometimes a whole package. My mother would tell me to stop asking that I was being rude. This didn't make a bit of sense, because I was always nice when I asked, like, "You got some gum, please?" My older brother gave me my first piece when I was 4. As that delicious gray-brown stick rolled into a ball on my tongue and then as I chewed released the most devilish sweetness, I had a hard time being coached on not to swallow it. It didn't make sense not to swallow it. And as you probably well know, too, as soon as someone tells you not to swallow something, there it goes. It was as if my tongue became a buttered slide. I finally learned to just chew it when my brother convinced me that if I kept swallowing it, I was going to gum up all my insides. But what peeved me most of all about gum was that as soon as I got it going good, especially a honking wad of bubble gum that, as we all know, has to be chewed for a good long while before it's ready to make bubbles, well, some grown-up would come along and tell me to spit it out. I had to spit it out in Sunday school. I had to spit it out at dancing lessons. I had to spit it out at kindergarten. I had to spit it out at Billy Bundy's birthday party, for goodness sakes. And that ought to have been the one place where I ought not to have had to spit it out, for he was my kindergarten boyfriend. But then, it was his gum that he had been given as a present, and by then I was so gum-starved I stole it. So the grown-ups made me not only spit out my gum, but made me also spit out the truth and confess that I'd stolen it from Billy Bundy in the first place. He didn't mind, though, and I was willing to be his for the rest of our lives, since he brought me my own pack of gum and handed it over at the first recess. If you ask me, one of the best things about being a grown-up is that I can buy as much gum as I want and chew it whenever I like to. And besides, my mouth is bigger, so I've got lots of places to hide it whenever I know that I really ought to spit it out.